This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Salatu wassalamu ala ashraf al-mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammadin, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in, wa ba'du Allahumma alimna ma'infa'una wa anfa'na bima alamtana. وزدنا علما إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص لك في القول والعمل. We continue with Surah Ar-Rahman, and again keep in mind that the main theme of the surah is the name of Allah and the attribute of Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman. And I think we explained the meaning in detail. And we said that mercy really captures a very little, tiny bit of the meaning of Ar-Rahman. It's much more than mercy. It's a profound meaning, one of the greatest names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I think we reached verse number 31-32. قال الإمام السعدي رحمه الله تعالى قال الله عز وجل سنفرغ لكم أيها الثقلان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان أي سنفرغ لحسابكم ومجازاتكم بأعمالكم التي عملتموها في دار الدنيا يا معشر الجن والإنس إن استطعتم أن تنفذوا من أقطار السماوات والأرض فانفذوا لا تنفذون إلا بسلطان أي إذا جمعهم الله في موقف القيامة أخبرهم بعجزهم وضعفهم وكمال سلطانه ونفوذ مشيئته وقدرته فقال معجزا لهم يا معشر الجن والإنس إن استطعتم أن تنفذوا من أقطار السماوات والأرض أي أن تجدوا منفذا أو مسلكا تخرجون به عن ملك الله وسلطانه فانفذوا لا تنفذون إلا بسلطان أي لا تخرجون عنه إلا بقوة وتسلط منكم وكمال قدرة وأنى لهم ذلك وهم لا يملكون لأنفسهم نفعا ولا ضرا ولا موتا ولا حياة ولا نشورا ففي ذلك الموقف لا يتكلم أحد إلا بإذنه ولا تسمع إلا همسا وفي ذلك الموقف يستوي الملوك والمماليك والرؤساء والمرؤوسون والأغنياء والفقراء.
That is, we shall attend to your reckoning and requite you for the deeds that you did in the previous world. That is, when Allah gathers them on the day of resurrection, He will tell them of their helplessness and weakness, and of the perfect nature of His power and how His will is always done. Then He will say, highlighting their helplessness, O jinn and humans, if you are able to pass beyond the confines of the heavens and the earth, that is, if you can find a way by means of which you can pass beyond the dominion and power of Allah, then do so. But you cannot pass beyond them unless you have power. You can never pass beyond them unless you have power and might. But how could they have that? How could they have that when they have no power to benefit or harm themselves, or to cause death, give life, or resurrect? In that place of standing, no one will speak except by Allah's leave, and nothing will be heard except whispers. In that place of standing, kings and slaves, leaders and followers, rich and poor will all be equal.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here starts talking about the Day of Judgment. So the conversation changes from the signs of Allah's rahmah in the creation and His blessings, and also His might and His power, to the Day of Judgment, conversation on the Day of Judgment. And this is one of the types in rhetoric. This is called al-iltifat, which is a switch or a change in speech. So there is different types of iltifat in the Arabic language. You either change from the first person to the third person, or you are speaking about a topic, then you shift to another topic. And sometimes al-iltifat means to turn your head somewhere, to turn to the left or to the right. That's al-iltifat. They would say al-tafata, he turned and looked, right? That's al-iltifat. Linguistically, rhetorically, what that means is that there is a shift in the language. Sometimes it's abrupt and sometimes it's smooth. Here it's pretty I would say smooth. It's a conclusion. Logically, it's a conclusion. Of all of this being put together, part of Allah's rahmah is that everything is purposeful. Everything is purposeful. So the perfection that you see in the creation is not just for its own sake. This world serves a purpose. And that is to serve as a setting or as an environment, as a home for you until you are tested. And when that test comes to an end, the world will cease to exist. Khalas, it's done its job. So what about the wonders and the miracles in it? They've run their course. They did their job. There's no need for them. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ When the earth and the heavens will be turned into another earth and heavens. Okay, it's a different creation from now on. So Allah says here, سَنَفْرُغُ لَكُمْ أَيُّهَا الثَّقَلَانِ And subhanAllah, this kind of transition in the language is suitable because Allah is speaking throughout the surah to humans and jinn, right? فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ Allah is talking, addressing two, the ins and jinn. Allah is saying, which of the signs or the miracles of Allah are you denying? Then Allah says to him, after counting his glory and the blessings that he offered them out of his rahmah, Allah says, don't think that's going to run forever. سَنَفْرُغُ لَكُمْ أَيُّهَا الثَّقَلَانِ There will come a time when we will engage with your reckoning, with your hisab. We will hold you accountable. So we will set the stage for that and we will hold you accountable. The time will come. So this perfection in the creation leads and is designed for this purpose. So don't see the world out of context. Don't ever develop a worldview that is void of the purpose. And that's the difference between Islam and any other ways of life. In Islam, everything cannot be seen independently. Anything in the world. The worldview in Islam is that nothing stands alone. Things are designed for a purpose. لِغَايَة غَايَة An end. A purpose. An end purpose. And that is holding you accountable on the Day of Judgment. Because you are given a mission to fulfill in this world, a test, that is to worship Allah, to be the slaves and the servants of Allah. So if you see anything in the world without it being attached to the ultimate purpose, you're going to see it wrong. Your perception will be skewed. This is why when people ask, you know, is wealth good or bad? Is looking good good or bad? Is being rich or poor good or bad? This job, is it good or bad? This situation, is it good or bad? It's always part of a context. Don't look at it independently. So people say, oh, wealth is always good. No. Wealth could lead you to the hellfire. And wealth could lead you to paradise. But Muslims today, who are so much focused on success, they're unanimously, no, wealth leads you to Jannah. Allah says, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ That Allah spreads and opens, expands the provision to some, and He limits it to others. From Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, it's from his statement, He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and obviously Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu could not have said this from himself, but it is mawquf, meaning it's attributed to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. He doesn't say the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it, but again we know, and this is a rule with the scholars of hadith, ما لا يقال بالرأي. This is something that cannot be said out of own like understanding. It must be something that he took from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that a servant or a believer engages in a transaction or a business. Allah says to the angels, deter him from that business or that transaction. Don't let it work out for him. فَإِنَّهُ إِنْ حَصَّلَهَا عَذَّبْتُهُ بِالنَّارِ If he gets it, I'll punish him in the hellfire. We need to understand this intelligently. Allah is saying, if this person gets this business or gets this transaction, it's going to spoil him. It's going to corrupt him. And he will end up being punished by me in the hellfire. فيقول العبد لما هذا ولما ذاك. So the servant says, why this and why that? Why it doesn't happen? Why it doesn't work out for me? And he doesn't know that أن الله يحوشه عن النار. And he doesn't know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pushing him away from the hellfire. So we can't see anything as an independent or standalone reality. Everything for the believer, that extension is always present. It's the hereafter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَنَفْرُغُ لَكُمْ أَيُّهَا الثَّقَلَانِ. You have to see everything in existence in relation to that end goal, which is سَنَفْرُغُ لَكُمْ أَيُّهَا الثَّقَلَانِ. You're going to be held accountable and then you will be recompensed. So we will engage with your reckoning. Then Allah says to him, it says to the again humans and jinn, يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ إِنِ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ أَن تَنْفُذُوا مِنْ أَقْطَارِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فَانْفُذُوا لَا تَنْفُذُونَ إِلَّا بِسُلْطَانٍ.